Monday is the time we bring in this young gentleman who's been hiding the contents of his little blue bag today. Wouldn't let me. Oh, well, having a bit. Can I have a sneak peek?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now we can do it completely.
It's Chef Gavin Foreman, and he has brought with him a lovely little treat this week around. Have a look at it. That looks pretty nice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, steak tartare. Tell us about it.
Do you know what steak tartare is?
I know what it looks like now.
Do you?
Mm.
So it's a blend and a mix of raw meat, diced up nice and gentle.
Of course it is.
With some gherkins, capers, mixed herbs, salt, pepper, Tabasco, mustard, and a little tomato sauce for some sweetness.
Now, I just have to put a little caveat on that. You realise that, you know, taking away the salt, pepper, and herbs and all of that, there is absolutely nothing in that bowl that I like.
Okay, sorry. So I'll add the egg. Hold on.
Let me guess. That's raw, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Just the yolk, though. Hold on. I've just got to separate the egg here.
Of course.
We've got to make sure it coats everything. This is a very old classic dish. So now we get the raw egg yolk in.
Are we going to mix it? Of course.
Oh, we've got to mix it through. It's got to coat every piece of meat.
It's fun. A couple of months ago, we did a dish, and we had a garbage bin standing by.
Oh, we're relating this back to the pâté dish.
I know we are.
So you don't think you can cope with this?
I know I can't, but we're going to do it
tiny
anyway.
Tiny little cubes. So diced up nice, really good quality beef.
Mm.
It's always a good place to start, especially when you're eating something that's prepared and not cooked, shall we say.
Okay. So,
don't be going like that already.
I think you know what I think it is? I think it's the gherkins that's the
Don't strong. You like gherkins?
No.
What about capers?
No. In fact, when I come to a place where if they sort of have a gherkin on a burger or a meal, that gets taken off if I get to ask them.
Really?
Mm.
So this is let me just get that on your plate for you there.
Yeah, of course.
So this is 300 grams. So this would be four serves. So about 75 grams a serve. So do you want me to, I'll put some more on. Hold on. We'll get you some more.
I won't eat any more of it. I'm not going to eat that much.
Of course you will. Of course
you
will.
That's two giant tablespoons, and I'm not going to get through that.
So it's just a mix of chemically cooked, if you know, like smoking or curing. It's just the gherkins and the pickling liquids and the mustards and the tomato sauce is there for a little bit of sweetness. You like tomato sauce?
No,
oh, no, you don't.
No, I hate tomato sauce.
I forgot that. And what way do you have your steak done?
Well done. So this is exactly the opposite of that, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed that again. So, yeah, it's a little bit different. You're not going to really need the garbage bin, are you?
Possibly. I don't think I can get into this. I've never knocked back any of your meals, have I?
No.
They hot and spicy, be they...
We were talking about that over the weekend. You said you can sit there and take it and pretend everything's okay.
Yeah, that's hot and spicy. I don't know.
Yeah, let me help you. Let me help you. Hold on, I'll just get a little bit on the fork for you.
I was trying to find a bit that actually wasn't the raw meat. That's what I was looking... But there's nothing. It's sort of everywhere now, isn't it?
There you go. That's for you. Just pop that in. I'm not going to feed you.
No,
you're a big boy now. Come on. You might actually enjoy it. You might like it. Combination of flavors. Some people don't like certain flavors, and then when you mix them, they do. Are you really kind of wuss?
You know, when, you know, some people, you know, how they say, look, I could never actually, like, jump off do a skydive or something like that.
Yeah.
This is actually my version of that. I think I would rather skydive or bungee jump.
You're going to say I win. You're going to give it to me. I'm going to win 1-0. This is it. I finally did you in.
What, one over, what,
I don't
30
care.
Weeks?
I still win.
Nah, can't do it.
Seriously?
Yeah, deadly serious.
Well, somebody's going to have to eat it, and I've already had some.
Yeah.
So,
It's raw meat. I just can't
It's not. I've got an apprentice who stands next to me when I'm prepping the beef and Guinness pie.
Yeah.
And he eats big chunks raw, not even marinated.
Happy for him.
Yeah. Good, solid build of a boy. He's got stronger and stronger since he's been eating his meat.
I'll tell you what, I have my glass of water way over there. I might have to get that brought across.
I'm sure we can get that brought across.
And I'm not even worried that the
Come on.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm happy now. You get it in. You don't even have to... it was in, it's out. We didn't even make it all the way. You can't even do it.
No, can't do it. I tasted it.
You did not taste it.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Gav. For those who would like to learn a little bit more about his dish this week, 2NURFM.com and our Morning Show page. But just very quickly before I let you go, this Saturday night, you have another treat in store.
Yeah, you're coming to play.
Mm.
Coming to play with me in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm putting the apron on, get the old clothes on, and those people that are in your restaurant on Saturday night, they will be in for a real treat. The food's not going to taste as good as this week.
It'll be brilliant.
Will be brilliant. We'll look forward to that. We'll have some footage next week. Couldn't do this, but if you'd like to learn more, to anyrfm.com. Thanks, Gav. You win this one.
Not a problem.